You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Apparently, Katie from Russia has some qualities that she's looking for in a Slavic man.
Yes.
Her mom, Olga, is trying to hook her up. Since we have all failed, you have failed yourself. And now your mom is trying to hook you up with someone.
Yes, we're not giving up at least.
Now, you wanted to answer the question, why?
Yes, why?
You're looking for specifically a Slavic man. Now, this is Slavic, so it could be Russian,
Ukrainian, Belarus.
Belarus, okay.
Polish, I believe, is also under this category.
All right.
Yeah.
Why?
Thank you for asking. I would love to answer this. So first of all, you guys, every guy that I've dated was a little immature and was dependent on his parents.
Is that like for American boys? American guys?
I mean, that's the guys I've dated.
Yeah.
Do you think it could be an age thing?
Maybe, possibly, but most guys, all of the guys that I've dated were older than me. So I'm not sure.
Right.
I'm not sure. It's also approach to the specific situations in life. I've noticed that American guys are a little more sensitive when it comes to some problems in life. I'm not like that. I also have noticed that American guys tend to be a little bit slower when it comes to specific situations in life as well.
What does that mean?
Just like the... Like I said, approach in a situation or, you know, I'm always go, go, go. I don't like to sit still. I understand that not everyone is like that and not specifically
so
a Russian
adventure.
Man that I'll find will. Yes.
And you want someone to plan your
and
adventures
I want
in the relationship.
Somebody to be ambitious, have a goal in their life.
Take charge.
All of that. Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. I want a man with a power.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Yeah.
And that's great.
Yes.
That you
See,
know that
I've
that's what you want.
I've changed my qualities.
Yeah.
I went from physical qualities to more of a soul. You
that's
know?
True.
Yeah.
That's true because before it was just abs and blonde hair, right? To sum it up.
I'm not wrong. Also tall.
Oh, and tall. Yeah, and he had to be between, 25 and 27.
And take the reins and play an adventures and be detached from their parents. Yeah. And
now let's add all of that to the list, too.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And also good, respectful family, of course, is a big deal to me because I've met parents of the guys that I've dated before, and... I've had some comments made about me before that, you know, are you dating our son because you need a visa or you need a green card, something like that. Oh. Of course, we like to joke about that here on the radio.
Right.
It's a show. But I just think that it would be easier for me to date somebody my culture to avoid that misunderstanding of an immigrational status. You know, I'm tired of explaining that.
Did you ever think about going back? Because they got a lot of those there, right?
I'm thinking about shipping myself
a
90-day fiancé.
That's not what I'm trying to say. I don't want her to go. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just saying, do you ever think, like, because there's a bunch of opportunities there, right?
I don't know. Yes, absolutely. And I was contacted by a guy that I used to go to elementary school with that is the love of my life. Well, at least he was in elementary school.
Do you think you can rekindle that?
Just ship him here, yes.
Do you think he wants to be shipped here?
Oh, absolutely. He's in Russia right now.
Well, he'd have to stay with you. Where is he going to stay at?
We're just going to get married.
Oh, right away?
Yes.
The first day he's here?
Live here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm allowing him to use me.
So we spent all this time trying to figure out where to find
just
a man.
Find out
and all
I
you need to do
it.
Is you're shipping someone from elementary school. All right. Well, we figured it out, guys.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.